Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous, bienvenue sur French Your Way podcast, episode number 29. I'm Jessica, your favorite French teacher, well, at least I hope so. I'm just back from a getaway in beautiful Otways National Park in Australia. I love the nature there. Nous avons vu des cascades et regardé des oiseaux dans la forêt tropicale. We saw waterfalls and looked at birds in the rainforest. Are you clear with the difference between voir and regarder? Students often have a bit of a mix-up there, although the difference is the same in French and in English, but that's what I propose. I suggest to go back over today. So, voir comes from the Latin, again, Latin videre, and that means to see. To see is generally quite passive, because sometimes you don't want to look at something, but you still see. So it's just what your eyes process. That's your sight. The past participle of the verb voir, to see, is vu, V-U. And you probably know this expression déjà vu, which means already seen, or this feeling of having already seen something. La vue, so with a I at the end, is the view. For example, la vue sur la mer, a view onto the sea. Or also the sight for one of the five senses. Videre and voir also gives the word télévision, television. There is a little bit of a difference between la télévision and une télévision. La télévision, if you use the definite article, it can mean that it's the general notion. So it's television as the general notion. And une télévision is actually a TV set. So the actual screen and with the cables. From voir, you also have une vidéo. Even though this activity is quite active, you can still use voir for voir un film au cinéma, so to go see a movie at the cinema. So voir also has the meaning of go see for a show or for a movie. Now, voir can also be used in the reflexive form, se voir, different meanings. So, the reflexive meaning, to see oneself. Les vampires ne se voient pas dans le miroir. Vampires can't see themselves in a mirror. Se voir, so the pronominal form for the reciprocal meaning, to see each other or to see one another. Mes amis et moi, nous nous voyons souvent. My friends and I often see, often meet each other. And there's a third meaning. Se voir can also mean to be visible, can be seen, to be obvious, to be plain. For example, est-ce que mon bouton se voit beaucoup? Is my pimple very obvious, very noticeable? Yeah, that was not the most glamorous example, but that's the first one that popped in my mind. So. Other expressions with voir. À toi de voir, or à vous de voir for the formal form, means it's up to you, it's your choice, it's your call. À vous de voir, literally, it's to you to see. Un film or un spectacle à voir is a must-see movie or show. For example, si vous ne connaissez pas Intouchable, c'est un film à voir. If you don't know Intouchable, it's a must-see movie. And it really is, so you should go to the DVD store and rent it. It's a French movie, which is inspired by a true story of a friendship between a man, a black man, I think, and a man who is, more rich and who, after an accident, became tetraplegic. And it's the story of their friendship. So, c'est un film à voir. Une façon de voir les choses. So, it's literally a way of looking at things. A way of seeing things, should I say. It's their mindset. And I'll finish voir with a bit of a colors, voir rouge. The same as in English, to see red, so to get very angry. Now, what is voir la vie en rose? You probably know the songs. Je vois la vie en rose by Edith Piaf. That means to look on the bright side of life, so to be optimistic. To see life through a pink tinted spectacles. I shouldn't have attempted to say that because I'm not sure it's correct, but you see what I mean. The opposite of voir la vie en rose, to be pessimistic, to be negative, is voir tout en noir. So to see everything in black. And finally, en faire voir de toutes les couleurs à quelqu'un. So the expressions are fully written in the show notes if you need some help to follow or to understand. En faire voir de toutes les couleurs à quelqu'un is to give someone a hard time. You make them see every color of the rainbow. Give someone a hard time. So, yeah, voir is very common. It's more passive in the sense that sometimes you don't do it deliberately. You just see what your eyes are seeing. Now, if you're doing things a bit more intently, actively, you will use regarder, to look at, to watch. Careful, because in English, I know you say to look at, but in French, it's not regarder à, it's just regarder, and that's all. What you're looking at comes directly after the verb. There's no preposition, there's no à in between. So, for example, je regarde la télévision. I'm watching TV, I'm looking at TV. It's not je regarde à la télévision. He's looking at the girl, il regarde la fille. Just la fille, not à la fille. Alright, promise you will remember this one because I hear it very often. Regarder, I said it was done quite intently and deliberately. It can have the meaning of to check, to be very careful, to examine or to inspect. So for example, avant d'acheter un vêtement, il faut regarder qu'il n'y a pas de trou. Before buying a piece of clothing, you need to check, to look that there is no hole in it. Regarder sur Internet, this is quite an active activity. That's to check out on the Internet. Or if you, it also means to watch online, regarder un film, une vidéo sur Internet. Regarder also means to look up. So again, it's like to check, to verify something. Regarder dans le dictionnaire, to look up in the dictionary. The noun derived from the verb regarder is le regard. It's masculine. And that's the eyes, the look, the expression, but also the stance or the glaze. Regarder quelqu'un droit dans les yeux. That is pretty literal. To look at someone straight into their eyes. To look straight into somebody's eyes. Regarder quelqu'un de haut. Haut is high. So if you're like feeling high and actually you look at somebody below you, you look down on them. To look down on someone. Regarder quelqu'un de haut. So, quite arrogantly, really. And a fun one, regarder les mouches voler. So that's literally to look at the flies fly. That's actually to daydream, to stare into space and do nothing. Travaille au lieu de regarder les mouches voler. So work instead of daydreaming. Ooh, that was a lot of expressions for you. I hope you're still there. Est-ce que vous pouvez recommander un film français à voir? Can you recommend a French movie, a must-see French movie? Share it in the comment section of this episode. And for more French with me, sign up for my audio newsletter. So that's you can do that on my website or go directly to frenchyourway.com.au/newsletter. Don't forget to share what your favorite French movie is. And thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Your Way podcast.